Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Major Williams. How you doing today?
Good, good.
I got contacted by a group from Georgia there. It was telling me about a little bit about you and saying you're from Wakefield and you're over there in Iraq now. So let's see where to start with this. Maybe for background for the paper, where are you you're from in Wakefield here?
I grew up in right there in Wakefield. I used to live in Green Hill and Matunuck.
Oh, that's where I grew up too. Yeah, I'm from Green Hill.
What's your name?
I'm Travis Roberts.
Travis Roberts. What year did you graduate high school?
2001.
I graduated in 93.
Oh, okay.
You might know my sister Michaela Williams. She graduated in 2000.
Sounds familiar. Yeah. Yeah, I just would have just been one grade ahead of me there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you go to Matunuck School by any chance too? Or?
Yeah, I went to the Citadel, military college in South Carolina. Yeah.
Yep.
You might know Josh Atkinson.
Yeah, I know Josh Atkinson. Yeah, he was in my grade.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah, yep.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so maybe tell me a little bit about how you got into the Army, and then we'll go into maybe what you've been doing over in Iraq.
Well, two other South Kingston High School guys went to the Citadel, and they talked me into going down there. And so in 1993, went down to the Citadel, did 4 years down there, and had an RTC scholarship.
Yep.
So when I graduated, I was commissioned second lieutenant.
Yep.
And
what year was did you graduate from there?
1997.
97, okay.
Yep. Been in the Army a little over 10 years now.
Wow.
Lived in Germany. Mm-hmm. Texas, Georgia, mm-hmm. deployed to Bosnia, did 6 months over there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. Back in 98,
mm-hmm.
15 months in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
back in 2003, 2004.
Wow.
And this is my second tour now.
Wow.
7 months into it.
And so how you're 7 months into your second tour now, you just said?
Yeah, I got here in February.
Okay, wow. So what...
Stationed out of Fort Stewart.
Oh, okay.
Savannah, Georgia.
Yep, all right.
Willis, wife and kids.
Yep, okay. And so what's your primary... What do you do in Iraq? Maybe take me through, like, a typical day for you in this tour.
Sure. I work in the plan section of Task Force Marn,
okay.
or the 3rd Infantry Division.
Yep.
And in the plan section, it's kind of like being a project manager.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of look 7 months out and plan operations and other types of activities that require, you know, and you look at all the resources needed and the timeline and coordinating a lot of stuff. So I think it would a lot, on the civilian side, a lot like being a project manager, a long-term project manager.
Yeah. Yep.
And so... basic day over here in Iraq, obviously get up around 7, go to meetings in the morning, and I work on my individual project. Basically, you have one or two, maybe three of your own projects that you're the lead on, that you work on,
mm-hmm.
and just coordinate for those things. Try to hit the gym in the afternoon for a little bit.
Yep.
Try to stay in shape. Not really much social activities to do, so
right.
basically going to lunch and dinner with your friends is probably the biggest social activity of the day you look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an office lifestyle.
Okay.
In plan, so I'm not really out and about.
Okay.
A lot. Although I do go around to fly around different parts of Iraq to go to meetings and whatnot and.
Okay.
Do some assessments and whatnot, but.
And where are you based out of in Iraq currently?
Based out of Baghdad.
Okay, based out of Baghdad. All right.
Baghdad last time too.
Oh, okay. All right. So you've been there both
first
times.
Both times. Yeah, it's my second time. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. And in the scope of the situation, since you've been there, after the first tour into now, how does it seem to be, going overall, like the rebuilding and just the situation in general?
I think surge this time, I think we're making a lot of progress with more troops on the ground.
Okay.
That gives the commanders a lot more flexibility to do more stuff and to really go after the enemy and secure the local populace.
Yep.
And help the Iraqi government with more troops on the ground. I don't think we had enough troops on the ground in my first tour.
Really? Okay.
And it wasn't as violent back then in 2003.
Yeah.
But it was, we could have definitely used more troops early on.
Right, okay.
I think we're heading the right direction.
Okay, yeah.
By having more troops, I think we've got great leadership right now at the general officer level.
Okay.
And I think we're making a lot of progress.
And just stepping back to a minute to your a planning job, could you maybe give me maybe like an example of something that some one of the projects you plan and you know how it works?
Sure. This plan I've worked on so far over here was from the country of Georgia. They have they sent a brigade worth of soldiers. And it's just a huge planning operation as far as training them, equipping them, deploying them, and giving them a tactical mission over here in Iraq.
Okay. Yep.
And it was just a huge planning effort.
Yep.
And it's almost like a bonus brigade to this whole surge, having the Georgians,
right.
The whole brigade of the soldiers out. They only have 4 brigades in the entire army.
Wow.
And they sent one of them over here.
Brigade. Wow.
And I actually had the opportunity to go to Tbilisi, Georgia twice while I've been deployed in Iraq. So that was a nice little R&R trip there.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, good chance to have a couple of beers and,
yep.
and get out of here. That's good.
No, yeah, I was going to say the heat's certainly significantly hotter than Rhode Island.
Yeah, I'd much prefer to be in the ocean mist porch there.
Yeah,
having a cold one looking at Block Island, but yeah, it said it's about 120 degrees here.
Yep. No. Ridiculous. We've been having a little bit of a hot streak here, but and you know, it's, I can't imagine. You know, it's been like we had a couple days where it was like 90, and I was dying. Can't imagine 120, man.
Yeah. Not humid though, but yeah, it's 120 and dusty. You just could drink a lot of water.
Yep.
There. We're to the winter time where it cools off quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, does it,
yeah.
When it gets to winter, I mean, is there a significant drop there, or I mean, does it still remain, you know, fairly hot, or?
It actually gets in the, 30s and 40s.
Wow.
I would say in as far as temperature, some nights. But actually, it's really pleasant throughout most of the winter.
Oh, wow, that's good. Okay, so how long do you think you'll be there for your second tour?
I think with the 15 months,
yep.
I'll be completed in May of 2008. Still got a long way to go.
Yeah, geez, that's right. Yeah,
it's tough, you know. Yeah, I got a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and
oh, wow.
it's really tough.
Yeah.
I missed the birth of my first child my last time over here.
Yep.
She was like 11 months old when I came home to see her.
Okay. Wow.
Tough. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's tough. There's probably, I assume there's a lot of guys in that same kind of situation though too.
I mean a lot of guys have small children and whatnot.
Yep.
And early on in the war, they didn't have an R&R program, so I didn't have
really?
Chance to go home. But they have a pretty really good R&R program right now. So if guys are if their wives are due, they can rotate home.
Oh, that's good. I didn't know about that.
Yeah. So yeah, it's 18 days of R&R. So I'll be heading home at Christmas during Christmas time.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
Right.
Get a break. And maybe overall, how do you feel about your? I mean, this is kind of a broad question, but just how do you feel about your experience there and how it's going?
It's my job to be over here.
Yep.
And I give it 110% every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to see things finally start heading in the right direction.
Okay. Yeah.
With the reconciliation with the Sunnis, I think we've really clobbered Al Qaeda this summer, and I think they're gonna get beat up some more, and that's great stuff, and I think we're making a lot of progress with the Iraqi people, with they get some concerned citizens groups being
yep.
self-organized within these communities, and I think the Iraqi people are pretty fed up with the violence and realize that we're here to help them,
yep.
and there's So things are starting to come together.
Okay. Yeah.
But it's slow and it's hard.
All right.
Fight.
Yeah.
Right. I just want to say goodbye.
Good.
I hope I answered most of your questions.
Yeah. Yep, you did. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking the time.
Enjoy the rest of the 3 weeks of summer there.
Yeah, it's winding down, but.
Yeah, good time. Well, it was good talking to you, and I'm going to hand you over back to Major Carlin here.
All right, very good. All right.
Bye.